This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You've met him for a short period of time. I've been with him for over a decade. I've traveled with him internationally. I've spent dinners with him. It doesn't make me feel good about what's going on here. Mr. Trump did not directly tell me to lie to Congress. That's not how he operates. In conversations we had during the campaign, at the same time, I was actively negotiating in Russia for him. He would look me in the eye and tell me there's no Russian business and then go on to lie to the American people by saying the same thing. In his way, he was telling me to lie.
All right, that was Michael Cohen. He read his opening statement to Congress, and now everybody's dissecting it. Hi, Kate Delaney, that's where we are in the world. At this point, the former personal attorney who was there for over a decade before the House Oversight Committee on Wednesday morning, and according to that opening statement, and he said it, he's called his boss a cheat and a con man. And, you know, Cohen pled guilty to crimes including campaign finance violations, lying to Congress, was sentenced in December to 3 years in prison. He was disbarred in New York on Tuesday as a result of all of those convictions. So, moving forward, now the conversation is about, does anything come out of this, and what were the big bombshells, so to speak, of what Michael Cohen had to say about his former boss. What was the most revealing part, I guess, of the testimony, and what did we not hear, and does it ultimately add up to anything in the end that will damage the president or not? As for the president, it's about running, of course, next time around in 2020, a slew of Democrats who are angling to represent the Democratic Party, watching, I'm sure, with what was happening, if they weren't in the room, with what was happening with this open hearing. And in the testimony, Michael Cohen alleged that the president manipulated financial records, paid to cover up extramarital affairs, and reacted pretty happily, with glee, as he described it, when he learned in advance of a WikiLeaks dump of emails damaging to Hillary Clinton. Here's another snippet from Michael Cohen's testimony.
Given my experience working for Mr. Trump, I fear that if he loses the election in 2020, that there will never be a peaceful transition of power. And this is why I agreed to appear before you today.
All right, so that's what he's saying. I think, without a doubt, one of the reasons is to be able to get back at the president and have his say, because he's going down, in other words, going to prison for what he did, and also so to paint himself in a different light, and also to see what he could do to get back at his former boss, who definitely has distanced himself from Michael Cohen. And I don't believe, I'll say it again, that anything comes directly from this other than, is it damaging to the 2020 elections for the president? Does this damage what he has going on with the people who are part of his campaign team to help get him reelected? Does it do extreme damage or dents or do anything that will cripple that campaign? There were some revealing moments, and the most revealing was, I guess, the certainly showing the checks and saying that the checks came for the money, and he wrote the checks out of his own account and all of that kind of thing. It goes back and forth about money and all of that. one of the things Cohen told the House Oversight Committee is that Trump would often say this campaign was going to be the greatest infomercial in political history, and said Donald Trump is a man who ran for office to make his brand great, to make that happen, not to make our country great. He had no desire or intention to lead the nation, only to market himself and to build his wealth and power. And this isn't the first time, by the way, someone reported that the president himself was surprised by his win. That was part of the narrative, a major part of it, of Michael Wolff's best-selling Fire and Fury, explaining that the president's lack of preparation when he assumed the most powerful office in the world, he wasn't expecting it. But you know what? Who was expecting that? The Democrats, media-wise, even most Republicans, were pretty convinced Hillary Clinton would be the next president. So when you had that Access Hollywood tape that became public during the few weeks left in the campaign, you even had Republican National Committee Chair Rentz Priebus plead with President Trump, now President Trump, to drop out or face the worst electoral defeat in U.S. history. And, of course, that did not happen. The American people wanted something different, and they were tired of the same old thing. One big major takeaway from this, certainly for the president, is that Michael Cohen's theories about talking about when he talked about Trump and campaign collusion with Russia, he claimed that the interest in dealing with Moscow didn't have anything to do with influencing who won the November 2016 election, because he didn't think it was going to be him, that he was fixated on building a hotel there, and that remained alive even after he became the Republican nominee. That was the focus, and that the president knew and directed the negotiations throughout the campaign and all of that. And he said he lied about it because he never expected to win the election. He also lied about it because he stood to make hundreds of millions of dollars on the Moscow real estate project, is what Michael Cohen testified about. And I believe that. I believe that he did not have any interest in colluding on the November election, you know, November 2016 elections at all. And because, remember, this is at the heart of the Mueller investigation, and I think if Robert Mueller, in investigating this, was going to take down any president, and it was going to be this president, we would have seen that play out a lot faster. And ultimately, you're seeing the results of that investigation, and it's not the president caught in any sort of a net whatsoever. So was it explosive, but was it new? Was it anything that we didn't hear or hadn't heard before? Was it kind of shocking to hear him run down a litany of he's a racist, he's this, he's that, and give different examples of it? Cohen said the president had helped getting elected president in two ways, that he had a phone call with longtime advisor Roger Stone. Stone told him WikiLeaks was going to dump the Hillary Clinton emails. Boom. And that Trump said something like, wouldn't that be great? That was one thing. The other thing was the personal reimbursement for the hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. But whether Trump faces legal liability for that, that's a big question mark. And maybe he faces indictment after leaving office, but I don't think anything happens now. What do you say? 855-266-2283. You can chime in. Meet you on the flip side for more odds and ends on this.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes
makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
You really are an example as to what can happen with good thinking. And on behalf of the United States, I want to thank you very much for hosting, and hopefully great things will happen later on with our meeting.
Interesting, we've got some news coming out of that meeting, by the way. The president and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un are calling off the summit early. This just happened. They canceled the signing ceremony. This is the beauty of this show. Things happen right when we're here on the air. So the president and Kim Jong-un, I'll say it again, are ending the talks earlier than scheduled. They are not doing any kind of a signing ceremony. The White House didn't have any explanation for this, but they're moving up the news conference by a couple of hours. And after a day of the summit ceremony in Vietnam and political turmoil, of course, in the United States, the expectations have been tamped down about the prospects of this nuclear deal. One of the things that the president said is we ultimately have a deal, but that doesn't mean we're doing it in one day in one meeting. And as he did before the summit, the president said he was in no rush to demand immediate denuclearization. So as long as North Korea continues not to test nuclear weapons and missiles, he emphasized, speed is not that important to me. I appreciate no testing. I appreciate no testing. And Kim Jong-un was responding to reporters, and he said about the weapons system and denuclearizing it, he said, I'm not willing to do that. I won't be here right now. So if I'm not willing to do that, he said, if I'm not willing to do that, I won't be here right now, to make it clear. If I'm not willing to do that, I won't be here right now. So it's interesting because they're discussing a formal end to the 7-decade-old Korean War. That's still technically in place because it ended with an armistice 1953. So we'll see what comes out. But they're not going to have any kind of a ceremony. They're wrapping this up early. So that's the latest there. And speaking of wrapping things up, the thing that some people wanted to know, too, about Michael Cohen as these two things collided is why did he do it? Why did he continue to work for a man that he now is dogging and calling all kinds of names? And he said this in the end a couple of different times.
I did things and I acted improperly at times at Mr. Trump's behest. I blindly followed his demands. My loyalty to Mr. Trump has cost me everything. My family's happiness, friendships, my law license, my company, my livelihood, my honor, my reputation, and soon my freedom.
Yeah, and there's the key thing. Soon my freedom, because he's going to jail. Sentenced to 3 years. Does that change? It doesn't look like it's changing at all. And will it change minds about the Prez? Does it affect the 2020 election? Again, those are questions that hang in the balance and only we can answer when we go and, I was going to say pull the lever, but we don't pull the lever anymore. We just touch the screen. When we go and we touch the screen, and that's a couple of years from now, we'll see ultimately what happens. All right, I build this as odds and ends because, believe it or not, there were some other things that happened during the day. You know, there's the world turns and things turn quickly. There is no question about that. And some of what else is being talked about, I'll call it that, besides the U.S.-North Korea summit, which I gave you the breaking news there, that's wrapping up early, and the Michael Cohen hearing, there are some other concerns. And one of the things that many of you wrote to me about that had nothing to do with either of those two subjects is the 131-car Wisconsin pileup. There was video that came out of that that just was released not long ago from what happened there. One person was killed. 71 people were injured. They think it's the largest traffic crash in the state's history. And this was Interstate 41. I've talked about it. They had this whiteout conditions. This happened on Sunday. But the chain reaction crash left some cars at a total loss, not even drivable. And looking at the video of it, wow, it's just horrific to see it. The change in the visibility, what happens when the cars come to the standstill and then other cars are smashing into them. You know, people questioning, why would in a whiteout, why would you be driving in a whiteout? Because there wasn't one when they started off. I mean, it was just a crazy tsunami, a windstorm that kicked up and caused that to happen. Very dramatic. And we've seen a couple of these, and this is just another one. There was, you know, there were other pileups too, but this Wisconsin one, particularly awful, and how dangerous, illustrating how dangerous the driving conditions were there. So a lot of people were talking about that, to be sure. And then we've got, if we go back to the rest of the world, India and Pakistan, what else is new? But they're fighting big time over Kashmir, and the tensions are at a huge boiling point. In, you know, both countries are saying they shot down fighter jets from each other's air forces. They said that on Wednesday. Pakistan said they shot down two Indian warplanes and it crossed into the Pakistani side of Kashmir and took both pilots captive. Indian officials say they shot down a Pakistani fighter jet, but the Pakistani officials deny any of their jets had been hit. This is big. This, of course, is a contested area in the northwestern part of the Indian subcontinent bordered by Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, and China. And it is an area that's controlled by India, Pakistan, and China. But there is a 435-mile-long border between the Indian-controlled area and the Pakistani-controlled area, and they call it the line of control. I've been reading about this. They don't acknowledge it as an international border, but it's called the line of control, and most of the conflict arises from the Indian-controlled side of Kashmir because the people there don't want to be governed by India. They've got high unemployment. They complain about all kinds of abuses, but it is bad. Boy, looking at the escalating tensions there and the talking about airstrikes and everything else, but all of that goes under the wire when the focus is in is on, so many other things, like that summit that's wrapped up now early, the Cohen hearing that was the big news on Wednesday and reaction to it, and then moving forward, also on the Hill, the House passing expanded gun background checks. This has been talked about a lot, and the conversation in the Democratic-led House, it happened. The House voted 240 to 190 to extend background checks to private transactions at gun shows and over the Internet. Wow. But Republicans amended the bill to require U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement to be notified if someone fails a background check because they're in the country illegally. Remember, there have been problems with this. So Democrats call the amendment a red herring to mix up the immigration issue with the gun issue. But because a person's illegal status is in the background check system, they say the government is already aware of it. But how come we've had problems with that? So there are questions there. But 26 Democrats crossed the change, a sign of, you know, I guess, fear of being lax on illegal immigration, because it is the ultimate hot potato that everyone passes off, is immigration. Since the time I cracked open a mic on this show and doing talk radio, we've been talking about immigration woes. But how about that? The vote was a big one on this one point, and then putting in the amendment as well. So 240-190 was the vote. The House bill is not expected to be considered by the Republican-controlled Senate, by the way. All right, I'm kicking it over to introduce you to someone incredibly interesting as we trail out of the show in a couple of segments here. You don't want to miss it. Hang with us.
And that book by Mr. Gideon. Bye-bye, baby.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky has revealed he will vote in favor of a House resolution blocking President Trump's declaration of a national emergency. GOP Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana tells CNN's State of the Union that the president's action was not his preferred choice.
Unlike some of my colleagues, I don't think that the president doing this is going to end Western order. The sun will come up the next morning. I do think he is probably rethinking the situation. As I understand it, he has the ability without resorting to a national emergency.
The Senate will vote on the measure later this month. The U.S. and South Korea are ending their joint military exercises in a diplomatic nod to North Korea. The Pentagon says the allies agreed to maintain military readiness with brand new command post exercises. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Show Calvin Cassidy's in our virtual green room right now. He's written an interesting book. It's called Bridging the Gap, A Spiritual Journey to Heaven and Back. And as soon as I heard the title of Calvin's book, it just intrigued me. I started to think, wow, there's a lot of places he could go with this for sure. So without further ado, let's go to Calvin. Hey, Calvin, thanks for hopping on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So you talk about bridging the gap. What is the gap? Tell us about the gap.
Okay, the gap is the space between belief. I guess you could simply say it's a space between believers and non-believers. But the gap, through my experience, I hope to be able to share with people and win people for Christ, because that seems to be, heaven is the ultimate goal. And, a lot of people, they look at that and if that makes Christianity worthwhile. I mean, I remember one time in a Bible study class, somebody said, you can't afford not to be a Christian because, so I hope, I'm hoping to, plant some seed, through an experience. Because if you have an experience and you don't share it, what was the point of having it to begin with?
Boy, I so agree with that. And talk about having an experience. You had a near-death experience. Tell the listeners about that.
Okay. I was 19 years old. That was a long time ago. and I was involved in a car crash, and you don't see them like this much today because cars, I think, are probably safer. But it was one of these fire bombs, you know, and I was very, you know, very lucky to get out and then very lucky to survive. But I had a great blood loss, a heart stop, and near-death experience. And, you know, I was drawn across that line between, you know, human and spiritual. And, you know, the trip was an ordeal in itself. And kind of when I look back on it, you know, I think it started out cold and equate that with sin and the sins of the world. But she was always moving forward, and people talk about the light. There indeed was a light, but the dampness of the situation, as you got closer to the light, you know, you began to feel warm, and you knew at a point that you'd broken, you know, you'd broken your heavenly, your earthly bonds, and were now, you know, on heaven's doorstep, and to just leave the devil and the sin behind was really remarkable. And then when you get, you know, just a taste, a snapshot of what's to come, it's just really remarkable. And I don't know how anybody could sit on that. I mean, but you know, you got to find people that are going to listen, and that's tricky too.
It is tricky, but I think it's important that you share that with everyone tonight, and that goes to Bridging the Gap, A Spiritual Journey to Heaven and Back. You can pick it up on Amazon.com, because you talk about the gap. You also talk, I mean, and so you had this experience, so how could you not be changed by that? And you and I had an interesting conversation where you talked about this, and it was so powerful to me, and I want to share this with everybody. You said nobody talks about evil, and I started to look around after our conversation, and Calvin, you know what? You're right. How come nobody talks about evil?
Well, in retrospect to the whole thing, and I've been doing a lot of thinking just lately, you know, people don't want to hear the downside. They just don't. I mean, and, you know, when people write books or they do interviews, you know, they always want to, you know, highlight the good, which is part of my belief system. I believe in highlighting the good. But you got to look at the world we live in today and think, you know, you start to do a spiritual assessment. And I look at life as a balancing act, where Christianity is on one side of the scale and the devil and sin are on the other side of the scale. And, you know, when you look out at the public that we live in today, you say, well, why are these things happening? And that's when you got to look people straight in the face and say, you know, they're, it's just there. I mean, it's everywhere. And you know, as Christians, we have to be prepared, and we have to prepare, you know, the people that we care about, and, you know, and want to influence as many people as we can, because that's where we're at in the world today. We're in a world that's, you know, being overrun by sin, and so it's important for me to share my belief and my experience to kind of, you know, we got to bring people back. I mean, being a Christian is kind of uncomfortable these days. I mean, really it is. You're getting hit from all sides by all the countries, and we're just not, you know, you go to church and you think, man, I got to get revved up because I've got a whole week ahead of me. I need all the help I can get.
I like that you're talking about that. I think it's true. We see this. I've had many conversations with other people who have said similar things. And you talk about how it feels to drop off the devil. What does it feel like when you drop off the devil?
It's great. It's an absolute great feeling, you know, and you have to, you know, people can constantly play things back, you know. We need an instant replay. Well, I mean, we're talking speed here, because the transition, I'm sure, didn't take too long, or I would have been dead, not just near dead. But there was that period, you know, and you, like, you know, you when you start that, final journey, things are not, you know, you just feel, you know, you still got this devil and the sin just kind of creeping in, and then, you know, you feel kind of a little tug back, and, you know, but, you know, your spiritual self is saying you need to just keep moving forward. And eventually, you know, it's a pretty aggressive break, actually. And then you feel not, you know, it's gone. It's just completely gone. And your sins are gone. And, you know, and you're just looking, you know, looking forward to what's to come. And, you know, a lot of people are really afraid of death because they're afraid of the unknown. And a lot of loved ones don't want to give up their, you know, their parents, their children, or anything. And it's always going to be a traumatic experience. But when I work with people like that or trying to counsel people, I always remind them, you know, about the life that's been lived. And, you know, we can be a little bit stingy, but after all, you know, they've earned all people have earned their place, or God wouldn't take them.
Oh, what a great sentiment. We're speaking with Calvin Cassidy, Bridging the Gap, A Spiritual Journey to Heaven and Back. He's written this powerful book and talks about things, as Calvin says, you know, there's some uncomfortable moments for Christians now. And he talks about things like we just mentioned, dropping off the devil and what that feels like. You and I also had a great conversation about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit represents what to you?
Well, it represents basically that, well, you know, it takes on a different meaning when you've been, you know, when you've been to heaven and you come back, you clearly understand what the Holy Spirit is. But the Holy Spirit, when you're alive, and it's very much a part of our earthly life, is, you know, it's what you fall back on whenever you've, when that fight with the devil gets tough. You know, you pray and the Holy Spirit gives you, you know, it's that third part, you know, you know, you got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and it's kind of the emotional part, that gives you that extra confidence to deal with difficult problems or even just decision making.
Yeah, well said. This is the book again is Bridging the Gap, A Spiritual Journey to Heaven and Back. We have about a minute left, Calvin, and I wanted to know what you hope people take away from reading your book.
Well, in an interview not long ago, the question was put to me like this: how do you live your best life? And this is kind of the same thing. The three things that I live by is: one, you believe in God; two, you search out your purpose or your mission in life, and you live towards it; and the third thing, and this may be the most important, is you serve your fellow man and enjoy their growth, their successes, and their happiness.
I like it. It's a perfect place to end this. Pick up the book, Bridging the Gap, A Spiritual Journey to Heaven and Back. We said it a couple times, but so you're not confused, go to Amazon.com. Calvin, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thanks for the opportunity.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tehebo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tehebo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tehebo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
And one that I am serious, I talk about all the time on the air, you know that, and I talk about with my friends. Are you walking a financial tightrope without a safety net? Unfortunately, I think a lot of people are, and it's very tough to talk about for some people. So what's really interesting is this is a special week. February 25th through March 1st is America Saves Week. And what does that mean? Joining us now, she's in our virtual green room, as I'm fond of saying, green being the best color. Laura Guerrera joins us from Edward Jones Financial. She's an Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Laura, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
So let's talk about that. I think a couple of things. I think a lot of times people get into trouble and they don't want to talk about it. And that's part of the problem, I think, surrounding money. Do you find that?
Yes, very much so. For many reasons, they might not want to talk about it. I think they just don't want to think about, obviously, their own demise. But also, I think that a lot of Americans are unaware of the many uses of life insurance. They don't know that life insurance can cover expenses like funeral costs, retirement income, estate considerations, estate taxes. And in fact, roughly one quarter of those surveyed were not able to identify any expenses covered by life insurance. So I think it's interesting when we think about, you know, all the things that could happen and how much we do care about our families, but yet we don't take the time to really protect them.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. And that's what I equate in the beginning, saying that money and life insurance and protections and things people don't realize. So one of the things you can do is educate yourself. And how do we educate ourselves? Tell us that some of the things that we can do to do that.
Well, I think it's really important for people to talk to their financial advisor about how life insurance can help protect what's most important to them. A financial advisor will go through their personal portfolio and needs and goals and make sure that they address everything that needs to be addressed. I think a lot of times people don't realize that financial advisors may be able to help in that area. And I think for the most part, it's just lack of awareness of where to turn for that type of information.
Yeah, and again, we're talking about America Saves Week, and we're speaking with financial expert Laura Guerrera. We're talking about that, the importance of protecting your financial goals and really kind of demystifying life insurance. So that's the key. I want to make sure we emphasize that again. What if we already have life insurance through the workplace?
That's a really good point. So a lot of Americans may have life insurance through the workforce, but they believe that that would be sufficient coverage, which in a lot of cases is not the truth. And so if you do have a policy through your employer, we encourage you to have your financial advisor review it and to see if it does protect you adequately. But also, you have to keep in mind that you may not be able to take that with you should you leave your job. And so I think that's another misconception. People think they're covered, but if they leave their job, they can't take that with them, so they lose that coverage.
Oh, yeah, that's good to make sure people are definitely aware of that. And I think it's one of those things, too, Laura, sometimes when you get it, you don't look at your policy. It makes sense to, and you say sit down with your financial advisor, it makes sense to go over it and know what it includes, right?
Exactly, and that's where the financial advisor can really add value. I've had quite a few people that think that they know what they have, but when we sit down and not just look at the policy, but we request what's called an in-force illustration to really look at the details of that policy, we uncover sometimes surprises that are not very good. So it's important to make sure that it's reviewed thoroughly.
Yeah, and then you talked about life insurance covering things like funeral costs, that kind of thing. Also, there's a lot of other uses people don't know. Can you tell us some of those?
So, yes, for more savvy investors that I work with, they are well aware of how to use life insurance for estate considerations, wealth transference. A lot of times people are not aware of how they can use that type of product to be able to ensure that their wealth is passed on to the next generation. And also charitable donations are another piece that life insurance is used for, and as well as educational costs.
Yeah, there you go. So we're speaking with Laura Guerrera, Edward Jones financial advisor, and I wonder why it is that people shy away from the term life insurance. What kind of advice do you have for those people to try to change their perspective that are listening to us right now?
That is a great question. I think that people shy away because, again, they're not sure of, where to turn to for more information, or they may just be afraid of really talking about their own demise. And it's not, the most interesting topic to discuss. I think that our role as financial advisors is to make sure that we not only grow their wealth, but we also protect it. And so it's a matter of me making sure that they do get out of that comfort zone and have that discussion so that we can properly address how we can protect our loved ones if something should happen to them. So
yeah.
Again, people don't want to talk about it, but it's our job to make sure that we make them see the importance of it. And the other thing is sometimes people think that they're healthy and nothing's going to happen to them. But the reality is that you get this in case something does happen. And when you're healthy, that's the best time to actually get a policy.
Right, I absolutely agree with you 100%. I want to make sure we give you your due, and I wanted to ask you about this because you've had an exciting background. You're an accredited asset management specialist. You have that designation, and that's really quite something to get that. What does that mean for the people that are also listening to the show?
Well, thank you. It's important to make sure that you go with someone who has some sort of accreditation that is able to really discuss these issues with you, not just life insurance, but, you know, other types of anything that comes with wealth planning. It's important to get someone who has the knowledge and the expertise to be able to get the advice that you need to protect what's most important to you.
Yeah, and we started this out, and we'll say it again. According to this recent survey conducted by Edward Jones, 81% of Americans agree that their family is one of their most valuable assets, but less than half are protecting their family. Wow, was that shocking to you to see that?
That is very shocking. And also, we found that a third of Americans stated that life insurance is a low or not even a priority at all when starting a family. So when you think about how we spend so much time ensuring that our family and children are protected with seatbelts and helmets, and you wouldn't think of purchasing a car without airbags or brakes, right?
Right.
That should be the same about your financial strategy. It should also have protection against the unexpected.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we started this off, and I asked the question, and I got something on, something was sent to me and asked that same question, are you walking this financial tightrope without a safety net? And the answer is, when you look at that number that you found in your survey, a lot of people are walking that financial tightrope. That has to add stress, and that's part of it, right? If you have a life insurance policy, that protects you from some of the stress that could actually kill us.
It sure does. And I can tell you from personal experience that the clients that at first hesitated but then finally got that policy, it just completely brought peace of mind. And you could see afterwards, after getting that policy, how they just knew that they had that protection for their family. And so that's really how we can add value as financial advisors.
Yeah, Laura, just personally for you, and because you see all kinds of things and work with all kinds of different people, it has to be gratifying, I would think, to make this a special week to talk about it, get the chance to do that, and make people understand or realize what it can really mean and try to help change that narrative and that perspective, is it?
Yes, it sure is. I think just being able to really get that awareness out there and make sure that people understand that there are options, and there's a lot of misconceptions. If we can educate them, then we'll make sure that they're protecting what's most important to them.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Laura Guerrero, thanks so much for joining us. Again, Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Look at it. Take a look at buying life insurance. It might seem daunting, but the benefits, as Laura just explained, are unbelievable. They just expound as we continue to talk about keeping our families safe. So, Laura, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea. tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.